It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Tim Alcorn from AM 930, WEOL, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Each and every Thursday night at this time, we get together. We talk high school wrestling as far as Lorain County and Northeast Ohio is concerned. Always great to be with you. And we're thankful that you've joined us each and every Thursday night at this time to hear about the kids that are out on the mats here in Lorain County and across Northeast Ohio. Sean Bennett, as always, great to have you in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. A lot to talk about as far as last weekend is concerned. Relatively quiet weekend coming up, though.
Yeah, that's, like I said, it's kind of that lull in between. You know, you have those big blockbuster events to start out the season, Iron Man Beast, you know, all the holiday tournaments. You kind of have that lull, and then, you know, right around the corner is coming the state duels, the conference tournaments, postseason, all that's coming around. And a lot of teams are using this time to kind of take what they learned during those first, handful of tournaments and kind of just work on some things, get ready to get into this stretch run and start peaking. I mean, there's still tournaments going on, and, you know, some are using it, are practicing in the practice room. Some are out there actually on the mats trying to make, adjustments and things like that. But, yeah, it's kind of that period where you're kind of, like, in between, the big events that start the season and the postseason.
I think for most winter sports, whether it's high school or professional or college, January, you just got to slog your way through it. I mean, December, everybody's excited. The season's starting, and, of course, some holiday tournaments. You get into February, it's tournament time towards the end of the month and postseason. January, you just got to kind of fight your way through it, almost like everybody else in Northeast Ohio.
I was going to say, it's kind of just a mental thing, you know. You got the kind of hangover from the holidays,
right.
Tax time, which is always fun, of course, and snow's falling on the ground, which we have now, of course, and it's kind of like a mental drain, but it's that way as well for wrestlers, and they're getting through it, and they just kind of keep looking forward to the next thing, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, coming up on the show in our next segment, we'll look back at the action that was taking place last weekend on the mats, and then we're going to talk Keystone Wrestling in the third segment of the show.
Yeah, talked to Chris Vondruska out there at Keystone. They were at an event last week at the Plymouth Invitational out at Plymouth, and they're going to be at a tournament next weekend at the Husky Invitational at Northwestern. So, obviously, a great time to get hold of Chris and find out what's going on with them.
So, again, Keystone Wrestling coach Chris Vondruska will join us a little bit later on in the show. So, stay with us. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then when we come back, a look back to last weekend on the mat. So we're glad you've dialed in to our weekly wrestling recap each and every Thursday at this time. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. It's on AM 930, WEOL, on your phone with the app. Sean, we're online.
At WEOL.com.
And we welcome you back to this week's edition of the Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett, great to have you with us on this frigid Thursday night here in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. Sean, as always, during this segment of the show, we like to take a quick look back to the action on the mats last weekend. And as we talked a little bit about during our weekly video, the Pin City Invitational over at Perry, good showings for Amherst and North Ridgeville, respectively.
Yeah, it's a good event, a good two-day event. One of my favorites is set up like the Cobos Insurance Classic and a lot of the others, where they do pool play on Friday night, which sets up seating for bracket play, elimination play tournaments on Saturday during the day. And Amherst has been going out there for years, and another great showing. You know, obviously out there with their Southwest Conference mates, North Ridgeville, the two teams went out there and finished fifth and sixth out of a 16-team field. Each of them had a lot of good names. Amherst with six placers, North Ridgeville with five placers. You know, a couple of finalists for Amherst were Tim Carrion at 138 pounds and Russell Hellinger at 220 pounds. And then for North Ridgeville, one finalist, and it was Jacob Dunston, who went in there and won the whole thing. He had a really impressive 5-0 performance. As we said on the this week's episode of the Matt Report, he's riding a 27-match win streak right now. He's 32-1 for the season, just having a breakout year for the North Ridgeville Rangers.
One of those stunning type of seasons, correct? I mean,
well, he definitely it was a kid that kind of opened my eyes last year. You know, he had a really, really solid year. Didn't finish the way he wanted. I'm sure he was expecting to go to state last year. I really think he'll make a good run at it this year. Yeah, I mean, a little more than 32-1. I probably wouldn't have thought that he'd be there, but yeah, he's definitely one kid that I kind of expected some decent things this year.
Boy, congratulations. Great year. Jacob Dunston over at North Ridgeville. At the J.C. Gorman Invitational down in Mansfield, 37 teams were there. Black River, 30th out of 37. They had a placer. Zach LaHood was 7th at 120, and Vermilion was also at the J.C. Gorman Invitational, 33rd out of 37, and the Sailors also had one placer. Jacob Kolazar was 8th at 152. At the Plymouth Invitational at Plymouth, very good showing for Keystone. Again, we'll hear from their head coach, Chris Vondruska, during our next segment of the show, and he's going to be pretty pleased because Keystone went down to Plymouth, third out of 12 teams, including seven placers.
Yeah, I mean, four of those were finalists of those seven placers. You know, they had a couple champions in Cody Green and Nick Hickman, and two runner-ups in Ryan Healy and Jose Morales. So, yeah, Keystone, you know, they went in and I think had five wrestlers for Brecksville Holiday, which was their last event they competed in, and I think all five wrestlers went 0-2. Keystone finished last in that tournament without scoring a point, so that was a hard tournament for them. It was nice to see that team bounce back from that. Definitely had a good showing.
And again, we'll have Chris Vondruska during the next segment of the show. Chris will talk about the Plymouth Invitational last week, and then Keystone also in action this weekend. So we'll talk to Coach Vondruska at the Columbia Invitational over at Columbia. Boy, interesting results there.
Yeah, as we said, in again, we talk a lot about this on our weekly video, the Matt Report, and Illyria, it's a white team. They're kind of their B varsity team. Went in there and picked out hardware. They went away with a trophy, finished second place out of 12 teams with eight placers. Now, they did have three champions, Peyton Fenton, a freshman at 106 pounds, Matt Zuckerman, senior at 145 pounds, and Xander Lowry, who's a freshman at 285 pounds. And to preface, all three of those guys are on the red varsity team, their number one varsity team, but all three had missed tournament action earlier in the season and had schedule points to burn. So, obviously, you know, Eric and his staff decided it would be a good thing for those three guys to go over there, get some matches, and, you know, get some work in because they had those points to use. So those guys helped certainly lead Illyria to that, you know, that second place finish. But a couple other, you know, finalists there, Colin Noel at 113 pounds, Dylan Hendricks at 160 pounds, both finished as runner-up. So they definitely, and, you know, had a great showing as far as a team going in there and doing some great things.
Obviously, the host team Columbia, 8 out of 12 with four placers. Josh Hickman, second at 106. Justin Bell, also with a second place at 220. Cole Schwartz, and recognize that name from the football field, third at 195. And Eli Caraballo, third at 285. They're heavyweight.
Yeah, you know, and that's what you want to do. You want to, if it's your tournament, and it's a pretty prestigious tournament as far as it's been around a long time. They've been covering it. I think Judy Asp was covering that back when she started, so it's been around for like decades. And they had a good showing. You know, Hickman and Bell are, you know, probably the two guys this year. Hickman's that freshman that came out and just blew everybody away at the Vermilion tournament a couple weeks ago. And Justin Bell was actually state ranked coming into the season. So those are the two guys you probably expected to do some things. So them making the finals was big.
And Oberlin was there as well. The Phoenix finished 11th. They did have one placer. Riley Horning was fourth at 195. Well, Brookside had a little bit of a road trip last week.
Yeah, out to Peninsula Woodridge for a one-day dual tournament, which is a little rare. I mean, most of the dual tournaments I've seen in the the past are 2 days. But it's kind of a cool idea because, again, it's less schedule points, a one-day tournament over a two-day tournament. And the dual tournaments are set up so that it's a team thing. So all their guys, all those Brookside guys and you know, Seth Houston's program is kind of like young and it's learning to get that experience. They want to get that experience in right now. So this is a good tournament because if you go to a one-day bracket tournament, your guys can be two and barbecue, as they say, two and out, and be done by 11 a.m. in the morning and then just sitting there all day watching. Whereas with the dual tournament, they got four duels, so everybody got four matches in, and you get invested in it because you're sitting there watching your teammates wrestle, you get to wrestle, and it's a whole deal. It's easier for the fans and it's easier for the wrestlers.
Great experience.
Yeah, and they obviously had a few guys that went in there and did well. Matt Thompson at 195 pounds, Tony Garza at 285, and Daniel Davis at 145 all went 3-1, with Thompson winning all three matches by pin and Tony Garza picking up a couple pins.
And to wrap things up in this segment, Elyria Red, you talked about them earlier, the Red Varsity, they won the Greater Cleveland Conference dual meets against Solon and Brunswick.
Yeah, and you know, it's usually we spend this time talking about the tournaments that people are in, but we don't really usually talk too much about duels. But Elyria is nationally ranked, so we kind of got to keep everybody informed on what's going on with them. But yeah, another just dominating. I mean, I don't think they've lost a duel in the conference yet, or a duel at all, by less than 25, 30 points. So they go in and beat Solon 47-19, Brunswick 54-16, and Brunswick's a really high-end high school wrestling program. So, but a couple of notes from those duels. Matt Zuckerman defeated Derek Fields from Brunswick, and Derek Fields is ranked number 8 in the state, and he's a Fargo Cadet Freestyle All-American, and Zuckerman comes away with an 8-6 overtime win against Fields. So that's
a match.
Yeah, big win. And then, of course, Dylan Shaver, who we always expect great things, he's ranked number 9 in the nation right now at 126 pounds, goes in and defeats Brunswick's Logan Heil, who's ranked number 4 in the state, and he's a 2-time state placer, and he's a Cleveland State commit, and he beat him 6-3, which is pretty much 3 takedowns to 3 escape points. So a really dominating match for Dylan Shaver.
As always, good stuff from the Elyria Pioneer Wrestling Program. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, as we promised, Chris Vondruska, the head wrestling coach of Keystone, will join us. We'll hear him talk a little bit about their action on the mats last weekend and what they've got coming up this weekend at the Husky Invitational. And then we'll take a look at what's happening this weekend as well. So Coach Vondruska will join us. So you stay with us. It's our weekly wrestling recap on AM 930 WEOL. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. And we're glad to bring it to you not only on AM 930 on the radio station, but we're online at WEOL.com, and we're also on the WEOL mobile app. So we're coming right back. Stay with us. We'll have more on the weekly wrestling recap right after this. And we welcome you back to this week's edition of our wrestling recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Tim Elcourt, Sean Bennett. Great to have you with us on this Thursday night here in Northeast Ohio. Weather has turned a little bit cold. Winter has indeed arrived. And, of course, during the winter, we talk wrestling right here on AM 930 WEOL with this weekly wrestling show. Glad to bring it to you. Again, Tim Elcorn, Sean Bennett, and now we're joined by a very special guest, Sean.
Yes, Keystone head coach Chris Vondruska. Obviously, I've been doing some great things with that Wildcats program over the last few years. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Coach, just we'll start with kind of what you guys did this week, and you went out to Plymouth for the Plymouth Invitational. Put 7 wrestlers on the podium and a third place finish out of a 12-team field. Pretty impressive weekend for you guys.
Yeah, it was fun. That tournament's always fun. It's a tournament we go to get some of our, less experienced guys some competitive matches and you know, our guys who we expected to win kind of did, and we actually had a freshman who we didn't know if he was going to be able to win and win pretty dominantly.
And obviously you're referring to Cody Green. He was one of our top 3 performers on this week's Matt Report, our weekly video that Tim and I do. And the other mm-hmm. winner was Nick Hickman. Obviously two great performances by those guys coming away with tournament championships.
Yep, Absolutely. They had a good tournament. They came ready to wrestle, and they've been putting a lot of hard work, and it was Hickman's second tournament title, and so he's kind of coming around as somebody who's starting to get really serious about his goal of going to the state tournament.
Coach, you also had a couple of guys finish second, Ryan Healy at 145, Jose Morales at 170, and then two guys at third, Nick Bariswell third at 132, and Brandon Smith at 285, your heavyweight. Take a minute or so and talk about their individual performances.
Yeah, we actually have two great heavyweights. Brandon Smith's our JV heavyweight right now. He was our varsity heavyweight last year. Just got beat out by Luke Moore, but Luke's been sick. And Brandon, he's ready to go, and he stepped in, took third at a pretty tough tournament, and doing great. Nick, doing great. Again, he's a sophomore. Healy's a sophomore. Jose's a sophomore. So all those guys putting in their time and doing great. I think Healy was one guy who kind of disappointed in not taking first rather than excited about taking second. And I like that about him. He's a really hardworking guy and expects a lot out of himself.
Hey Coach, obviously last season, you know, you kind of had David McCullough and Justin Ockletree as the undisputed leaders of the team. They've graduated, and now there seems to be a rather good-sized pool of wrestlers who are kind of trying to battle and step up and assume that role. Is that kind of fun as a coach to kind of watch a bunch of guys trying to progress, and get some momentum going and be the next guy for the program?
It is. It is. You know, and geez, we're real lucky to have Justin and David around, and they're actually still around. David was just at practice yesterday, and Justin's been to a bunch of workouts. And so we're lucky to have a big freshman class when we had such a great senior class last year, so they know how it's done. Last year they were all kind of starting out, and now they're kind of forming into a young group of leaders. And we got a senior in Curtis Toth and a junior in Brandon Smith, but you know, the bulk of our varsity team is all sophomores and freshmen, and that sophomore class is kind of rising up and kind of expecting to perform like Justin and David did last year.
Coach, obviously some success last weekend at the Plymouth Invitational. This week, you're heading to the Husky Invitational at Northwestern on Saturday. You'll be there along with Wellington. Does the momentum and the good feeling of last weekend carry into practice this week and then hopefully into the match this weekend?
Yeah, they had a good week of practice. We kind of trained through that Plymouth tournament, so you know they had a tough time competing in those first few rounds, and then they got used to it, and now with our duels picking up here, practice it has to change a little bit, you know, if we want to have our guys compete at a high level, and that Northwestern tournament's pretty tough, so we're going to be pulling back here a little bit at the end of the week. To make them feel fresh, and I want to see how they respond. Yeah, because you know you can compete one good weekend, but can compete two in a row. You know, because that's what you're going to need at the end of the year. You're going to need three in a row to get to the state tournament.
Coach, in the opening segment of the show, we kind of talked about this portion of the high school wrestling season. How it kind of feels like there's a lull where programs are taking what they learned from the first month of the season, those tournaments, and they're kind of tweaking some things, working on some things, so that now you can start to make that climb, so that you're peaking for the postseason. Kind of a lot of guys call this the grind of the season. Is that kind of what you guys feel, that this is a really important time to kind of work on some things and make some corrections?
It is, yeah. We don't have a schedule like Elyria does. You know, we're not going to the Ironman and the Beast of the East. You know, we did go to the Brexville tournament, but we kind of licked our wounds after that. But you know, we constantly develop after each competition. So you know, we had that Cobos Classic, and then we had a week off, and that was a big week to kind of adjust and figure out stuff. But yeah, I think the biggest thing that you worry about in January is staying healthy, and it's because the weather changes, and it's because you know, practices, you know, get different, you know, for injuries or whatever. So it's just, you know, it is a grind, you know. Wrestling season, wrestling's a hard sport, you know, and wrestling season is long and it's tough and it's day after day and everybody's training really hard. And so you have to train really hard. And yeah, it's just, we're at a point where we go, you know, dual meet tournament. And you know, we constantly try to adjust. You know, we're gonna go to this Husky tournament, and we're gonna come back on Monday, and we're gonna meet, and we're gonna figure out things that we need to work on, just like we did at the beginning of the year in December.
Coach Sean, to follow up on his question, he asked a great question about these wrestlers that really look to improve in the month of January. Kind of look at December and say, okay, where do I need to step it up a notch or two? Is there a couple wrestlers for Keystone that you're looking at going, okay, here's where I expect a step forward here in the next 3 to 4 weeks, one you're kind of keeping an eye on?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a group of guys on our team that are young and maybe on a bigger program. Maybe they wouldn't be varsity, but in Keystone they are varsity, and they're struggling a little bit, and they're getting pinned, and so we're setting little goals for guys. We're trying to get guys to not get pinned. We're trying to get guys to get out of the first period and get out of the second period, because they're training so hard. And we think, you know, when they get out of those periods, they're going to get to the third period and they're going to get their hand raised. But, you know, once the middle of January hits, we're going to have, you know, the groups that, you know, that you listed that are placing at all these tournaments, and try to get them ready for the state tournament. And we think, you know, Hickman and Cody Green and Ryan Healy and Jose and Nick Burriswell and whoever it is at heavyweight, they're going to be those guys. So yeah, it's everybody. It's everybody on the team, and different people on the team have different goals.
Very cool. Good stuff. Yeah. Chris, we appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes here on our weekly wrestling recap on WEOL. Again, congratulations on your team's success last weekend, and best of luck at the Husky Invitational this weekend.
Thanks, guys. As always, appreciate everything you guys do for the sport, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Bye-bye. Chris Vondruska, the head wrestling coach over at Keystone, joining us here on the weekly wrestling recap. All right, Mr. Bennett, we talked about Keystone and Wellington. They're both at the Husky Invitational at Northwestern. Aside from that, a relatively quiet weekend coming up.
Yeah, only a few events that locals are in, but we have multiples at every tournament, which is kind of rare. Usually there's a tournament or two where we only have one team going, but the only two-day event this weekend is going to be the Perrysburg Invitational. A little bit of a haul. I go out there every now and again for district tournaments, things like that. It's a really great high school, great play, great area out there. But the Elyria White varsity team is heading out there. You know, obviously fresh off a great showing at the Columbia Invitational. You've got Firelands and Lorraine going there as well. It's a pretty solid tournament, and they have nice in that northwest area. They have nice back-to-back weekends there, because the Perrysburg Invitational is this week and Maumee Bay is next week. So great two-day tournament for some of those teams. And then obviously the Husky Invitational is a one-day tournament on Saturday. And the other one-day tournament that we have local teams at is the Coach Ant Classic at Westlake, named after Mike Antonishin, who was the coach at Westlake when I took over the beat. Clearview and Columbia are heading out there, and that's a nice little local tournament as well.
All right, so that's going to take place on Saturday over at Westlake. All right, that's going to do it. Boy, this was a quick show. We, of course, thank Chris Vondruska for stopping by and paying us a visit. Good stuff from the head wrestling coach over at Keystone High School. Sean Bennett, as always, thanks to you. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. Each and every Thursday at this time, we get together to talk high school wrestling on the weekly wrestling recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. For Sean Bennett, I'm Tim Elkhorn. Talk to you again tomorrow. I've got high school basketball on Friday night right here on WEOL Oberlin at Columbia. So until then, thank you so much for listening, and so long, everybody.